Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 1-800-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you. In Mad Axe, Michigan, the Huron Area Technical Center is proud to announce its Student of the Month recipient for March 2026, Jeffrey Ignash. Jeffrey is a senior at Laker High School and a dedicated second-year student in the Huron County area or the Huron Area Technical Center marketing program with dual enrollment. He is the son of Joseph and Tracy Ignash. Jeffrey's marketing instructor, Amber Blackstock, nominated him for always going above and beyond, demonstrating enthusiasm and professionalism in all things business. Jeffrey maintains a 4.0 GPA in the marketing program and currently serves as president of the HATC DECA chapter. He has excelled in DECA, qualified twice for the International Career Development Conference, and earning top test scores awards in human resources management at the state level both years. Additionally, Jeffrey is president of the National Technical Honor Society. In pursuit of academic and professional growth, Jeffrey has earned multiple industry certifications, including Precision Exam Customer Service and the National Retail Federation's Rise Up Sales and Customer Service credential. He has also earned direct college credits through Mid-Michigan College Intro to Business and Ferris State University Professional Sales. Beyond his academic pursuits, Jeffrey is actively involved in community service through Rotary's Alternative Spring Break. At Laker High School, he is a scholar athlete, competing on both the varsity soccer and track and field teams. This fall, Jeffrey plans to pursue a business degree at Saginaw Valley State University. He will be honored at a luncheon at the Main Street Cafe, located inside the Huron County Technical Center, where he will receive a certificate of award. In local sports, a standout season for Cass City's co-op gymnastics team is putting both athletes and leadership in the spotlight. Head coach Kathy Bouveret has led the program to new heights this year. The team delivered a record-breaking performance at the 2026 Division II regional meet, posting an all-time high score of 138.425, the best in program history. That achievement hasn't gone unnoticed. Bouveret has now been named Michigan High School Athletic Association Coach of the Year, recognizing her leadership, dedication, and impact on the sport at the high school level. From the gym floor to the regional stage, it's been a season defined by excellence and a coach whose influence continues to shape champions. When we come back after this Autumnwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Autumnwood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continue with our local news. Michigan is making a major investment in the mental health of its youngest residents and the educators who care for them. State officials announced that the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement, and Potential, known as MyLEAP, has secured nearly $400,000 in new funding to expand virtual behavioral health support for early childhood providers. The grant, awarded by the Michigan Health Endowment Fund, aims to connect teachers and caregivers with mental health experts who can help address children's emotional and behavioral challenges right in a classroom. Leaders say the need is urgent. In a recent survey, nearly two-thirds of early childhood educators reported that managing challenging behaviors is their biggest daily hurdle. The new funding will allow those educators to tap into virtual consultations, giving them faster, more flexible access to specialists, especially in rural and underserved areas where in-person services can be hard to find. State health officials say the effort is about more than just classroom support. It's about building a foundation for lifelong well-being, starting in the earliest years. Over the next 2 years, MyLeap will roll out the program statewide, working alongside the Department of Health and Human Services to strengthen access and ensure long-term impact. For Michigan families, it's a step towards healthier kids, stronger classrooms, and more support where it's needed most. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you.